Hello, welcome to another edition of Profile here on WITY. Andrew Dudich with you with Matthew Shepard. He is music director for the Danville Symphony Orchestra, and we are going to be celebrating a big event for Vermilion County. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming concert and what we're going to be looking forward to.
Absolutely, yeah. Delighted to be here with everybody and delighted to be a part of these celebrations for Vermilion County. As Vermilion County heads into its 200th anniversary this year, we are excited at the Danville Symphony to help kick things off with this celebration concert in March that is truly a celebration of all of the things, the history, the traditions, the culture, the things that we cherish in Vermilion County. We've got a really, really neat program that touches on aspects of Vermilion County from all the way from 200 years ago until today. We can't wait to share it with everybody.
So this concert's going to be featuring all sorts of different pieces promoting different parts of Vermilion County, and you're going to be featuring a piece that was done very early at the Fisher Theater in the late 1800s.
That's right. We were able to speak with the folks at the Fisher, and they have great records, and we were able to actually find out the very first piece ever performed at the Fisher Theater. That was actually performed by the Emma Abbott Grand Opera Company in 1884. They made an interesting fact about it. They made a profit of $59.65 on that concert. But Emma Abbott was a really famous opera singer who traveled the country. And the first piece performed was an opera by the Italian composer Giuseppe Verdi. And we are going to perform the overture from that opera called King for a Day. So again, really touching on these historical elements from Vermilion County's history. Another thing that really comes up in Vermilion County's history is the long-storied tradition of military, patriotic, and civic service. And in this, we have two pieces in particular that really recognize this. One is the Armed Forces Salute that connects to this patriotic record of military service in Vermilion County, which through the Civil War and the First World War and Second World War, had the highest per capita enrollment in the military branches in the country. And the other piece is a piece written by American composer Aaron Copland. It was a patriotic commission written during World War II called Letter from Home that suggested the emotions of a soldier reading a letter coming to them from home during World War II. So again, touching on this really unique, powerful connection to Vermilion County.
And then there's lots of other pieces we're going to be featuring as well, featuring the different people from Vermilion County. And then also there's a completely new piece that's been composed for this celebration as well that the DSO will be performing for the first time.
That's right. We have an exciting new commission piece written by Illinois composer Tim Corpus. Tim, he's a great, great composer. His works have been performed by the Chicago Symphony, among other groups. And Tim has been working with us over the past year to develop this newly commissioned piece. He titled it Where the Rivers Meet. And it is based on his research and his understanding and his interaction with Vermilion County, with Danville. He's visited a couple of times, and he's really involved himself in research about the 200th anniversary celebrations. He came and visited the Historical Society and the museum as well. And in his research, he then took what he had learned and sort of sifted through it to create an artistic interpretation of the county and of some of the great traditions of the county. In his piece, he really focuses on the four geographic areas of Vermilion County, the north, south, east, and west, and gave each area sort of a specific flavor, a specific idea, whether it was the geographic and geologic that makes this area so special, or whether it was the history. For example, there's a really, really, really neat passage in it that's his railroad music, and you can literally hear the sound of this engine coming to life, building steam, traveling through the area. It's a fantastic piece. I've had a blast learning the piece with Tim, and we can't wait for the very first performance ever of this piece that celebrates Vermilion County on March 14th.
I know he's put a lot of work into it. And like you said, there's four different flavors of the different parts of the county. So everybody's represented throughout the years. And that's going to be an amazing experience to go to the premiere of this work, celebrating the people and location of Vermilion County.
Absolutely. It really is a unique thing. You know, it's neat enough to have the opportunity to experience a world premiere, a piece that has literally never been heard before. The first time that the orchestra plays it is the first time it will have ever been played. And the first performance will be on March 14th. But it's even more special when this is a piece that was not just sort of commissioned as part of a commissioning project, but it is intimately tied to Vermilion County. The reason this piece exists is to celebrate us here in Vermilion County. We can't wait to share it.
Being the 200th anniversary of the county, what were some of the ideas or method you used to try to put together the repertoire for this show?
Yeah, great question. In fact, I'm actually going to grab a book off of my shelf. I was really, really grateful to partner with some of the historians. You know, Sue Richter at the museum and the Historical Society has been a great resource. The book that I just grabbed off of my shelf is called The History of Vermilion County, Illinois. And it was written in 1879. It is an incredible resource. It is over 1,000 pages long, and that only goes to 1879. So that was one really, really tremendous resource. Working with Sue at the Historical Society was another great resource. Tim partnered with local scholars and professors at the University of Illinois. And honestly, we just reached out to lots of different folk to learn about the history, to learn about the artistry of Vermilion County. The folks at the Fisher were really helpful. A lot of the artistic personnel and historians, of course, we really cherish our performers and our entertainment. Dick Van Dyke and Don O'Connor and Bobby Short, all of these folks. We also leaned on some of the research from sort of the Civil War era. Right now, there's a really neat exhibit at the Historical Society about the Underground Railroad, which inspired some of our repertoire selections as well. So lots of great resources. It's been a lot of fun to put it together over the past year.
We invite everybody to check out some of those resources as we're in the 200th anniversary, but definitely get tickets to go to this show, because this show is for you if you're connected to Vermilion County in any way, and also to Illinois by extension for their 250th. That'll be coming up. I think we have the state song going to be featured as well.
We sure do.
Tell us a little bit about how to get tickets and when the show is.
Absolutely. So the show is on Saturday, March 14th. It is at 7:30 p.m. at the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium at DHS. We're really excited about it. You can get tickets by visiting danvillesymphony.org. That's the easiest way to get them, but you can also call the office at 217-443-5300. Call and leave a voicemail if nobody's there, and we'll get back to you. You can also stop by the office, 715 West Fairchild Street in Danville, 1 to 5, Monday through Friday, and we're happy to help you out.
Support the orchestra that helps to keep Danville a cultural sensation, as well as all of this music that you'll be able to hear that salutes the area. This is going to be a great show on March 14th. Anything else you can think of before we wrap up for today?
This will be a really one-of-a-kind show. To have the opportunity to celebrate in this way is pretty unique, and we hope to see everybody there. If you're looking for a taste of everything that is Vermilion County and Danville, this is the place to be on Saturday, March 14th.
Very unique and special music that you're not going to be able to get elsewhere. Be sure to get tickets. Dick Van Dyke Auditorium has a lot of space, but if you want to pick where you want to be so you get the best sound and sights and everything, you want to get your tickets as soon as possible. This has been Matthew Shepard with the Danville Symphony Orchestra with us today, telling us all about Celebration coming up on March 14th. Thank you so much for joining us today and giving us a peek behind the curtain on how all of this comes together.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see you all at the concert. Thanks for having us.
This has been Andrew Dudich for WITY Profile.